Brody.
Yeah, mate.
To the library yesterday, and I asked the librarian if she has any books on paranoia.
Yeah.
She whispered, "They're right behind you." Welcome back to the Good Always podcast. That joke inspired by a real complaint we had that the last episode was too much of a scream. You're welcome. You know who you are. Brody, it's good to be back.
I listened back. I saw the complaint. You told me about the complaint. And I listened back and I was like, I'm pretty sure there's only two accounts of us whispering here. So, you know what? Enjoy that one. You deserve it.
While we're talking about the intro, I'm going to start off with a little funny story straight away.
Wow. I'm good. Thanks, mate. Thanks for asking.
People aren't here to hear about how you are. I guess they are, actually.
Probably.
How are you, Brody? Fine. We haven't did that first.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm very good. First day of winter, feeling good. It's not overly cold, but it's been nice.
The usual the
classic weather report.
Yep, here's the weather. Yeah, I'm good too. Thanks, Brody.
Well, you know, you didn't ask me, so I'm not going to ask you, big fella.
What I was going to say, though, we always start off by saying, hey, Brody, or hey, Monty.
Yeah.
What I didn't know about my, you know, my app, my podcasting app, which I think is just Apple Podcasts, is it autoplays, but it doesn't go to the next episode of the same podcast. It goes like, what's next on your listing?
Yes.
I was listening to an episode of one of my favourite podcasts. I mean, second favourite podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, that's better.
That had a very abrupt end for some reason. They didn't play the normal outro music. Had headphones on, full volume, or almost all, and walking through the street.
Of course.
As you do. Plus I'm crawling. Anyway, it ended suddenly, and almost immediately, I hear a, hey, Monty. In my ears, so clearly and so vividly that I turned around, somehow thinking you were behind me.
Yeah.
And it was terrifying. And then I heard my voice and I was like, oh my God.
God. It gets worse.
It gets worse. But yeah.
So that joke really is inspired not only by some feedback, but also real life events. From
real life fear that I experienced.
That's good. Well, welcome everyone to episode 20.
Oh, wow. Wow. Big 20.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this day for 20 episodes.
19.
It's almost time for us to go into it. A second season.
Let me say this. We've said this a bit.
20 seems like a good time to cut it. We'll have a think about it.
Yeah. Well, we cut it after every three episodes anyway, so.
That's 16 seasons so far.
There you go. What have you got for me?
I want to start off, Brody, with a game.
Of course.
And I know you love games.
I love games.
And I know that I bring a lot more games to the table.
That's fair.
To the game table.
I'm going to allow that.
Okay. I'll let that one pass the keeper, as they say, in baseball. Look.
I hate you sometimes.
Yes or no, Brody?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself a fan? No, no.
Oh, sorry.
Do you consider yourself a fan of Australian actor Hugh Jackman?
Do I ever? Yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you know the majority of his films?
I could probably give it a fair shake of the sauce bottle.
Would you be confident naming every single film he's ever been in?
Probably not everyone, but I'll try my best.
Another yes or no question.
Ever, so it's not a game of is this or
game,
is it
by
that?
The way, this is
but it is a game of yes or no.
No, so this, it's this is not a game. This is a different game. Yeah, fun game, isn't it? I ask you questions. This is the lead into the game.
Okay.
Because on podcasts, they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Australian actor Jack Hume as opposed to Hugh Jackman?
You have to assume no.
I did search for someone by the name of, seeing if there's the name of Jack Human. I couldn't. So I landed on Jack Hume. Jack Hume was an actor.
Yeah.
From the 40s to the 70s in Australia.
There you go.
I've got a challenge for you, Brody.
Okay.
In front of me, I have the names and a brief description of seven films.
Okay.
Some of them star our favourite Hugh Jackman.
Our favourite. Interesting.
Your favourite, Hugh Jackman. Some of them star Jack Hume. I think I've given you just enough information that it will genuinely be hard to tell which one is which.
Okay.
Some of the descriptions are a little bit short because obviously some of the details might give away.
Mm-hmm.
Your challenge is you have to get at least four, I would say, to call it a win because it is quite difficult. At least four of these correct.
Yeah.
In our new game, we'll never be played again because Jack Hume was in a lot of movies. Is this Hugh Jackman or Jack Hume?
Wow. Oh, okay, I'll put together a little song for that, I guess.
Yeah. Are you ready, Brody? I'm assuming we'll have the like "Who Wants to Be a Millionaire" song in the background.
That's good. I might do that. Yeah. Copyright, but
if I win, I've got a prize for you. If I win, you have to watch one of Jack Hume's movies over the weekend.
Okay.
If you win, I will sit down and watch one of Jack Hume's movies.
So either way, one of us is watching
Jack Hume and reporting back in next
fair enough. Episode. Jackman doesn't really need the money anyway. Jackman,
I've seen enough of his. He's doing fun.
Hume's on the other hand.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who knows? No one's heard of him.
Number one. And you know what? I haven't heard of any of these movies. Don't know if you have. Okay. I picked ones that I don't think you would know.
Right.
Story one. Stories of Lost Souls. It is a minimalist film about people waiting in line for a theatre production. Is that Hugh Jackman or Jack Hume?
Jack Hume.
That is Hugh Jackman. From the early 2000s.
Wow.
Oof. A bad start.
Poor start.
Are you ready for the
jokes
next one?
Jokes on you. I actually really want to be watching Jack Hume movies this weekend, so.
Just you wait till you hear what they're about.
Oh, no.
Because that's Hugh Jackman.
Right.
Number two.
Yeah.
Dust in the Sun.
Oh, that's got Hume all over it.
Well, let me read that description first. When a policeman takes an Aboriginal prisoner to trial and is attacked and injured by another Aboriginal, it sets off a chain of tragic events.
Yeah, it's definitely Jack Hume. It seems like a 40s movie.
You wouldn't expect Jack to appear in that, would you?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, to be honest, when I started reading it, I was like, oh, it's like a, you know...
Like Australia.
Like a rights, you know, pro... Oh, no.
No.
Jack Hume, Dust in the Sun. Correct. Well done, Brody.
Thank you. We're back on track.
50%. You have to get three right from here.
Easy. Bring it on.
Number three. It's called Hunter. Following the adventures of Special Agent John Hunter on the lookout for espionage along the eastern coast of Australia. Is it Hume or Jackman?
Certainly seems like a Jackman sort of vibe, but I reckon it's got to be Hume.
It's Hume, well done. Yeah. You know what's interesting about this is that a lot of them are like, that could be Hugh Jackman for sure. And it just happened, I just looked it up because the name sounded funny.
There you go.
Well done, two for three. Yes. Only gets more difficult from here.
Sure.
Number four.
The Prestige.
X-Men. Erkinsville Kings. The story of two brothers returning. You like that, didn't you? The story of two brothers returning to Sydney after 2 years of living in the northern sugarcane areas, returning home to attend the funeral of a father. Their father, not a father.
It's just a random one.
Their own father.
Just having a look in the paper, find the obituaries. Oh, that one sounds fun. Last time I spoke to Hugh, he said that he didn't spend much time in the sugar cane, so I reckon that's Jack Hume.
That's Hugh Jackman. The Erkinsville Kings. Hugh Jackman, I thought that one would get you because it mentioned sugar cane farming.
I told you, he doesn't spend much time.
His character did. Oof, two for four. This is going to come down to the wire.
That's what I do it for.
Number five, Paperback Hero.
Hugh Jackman.
Australian bushman and truck driver writes I tried to summarise it. Sounds like a awful movie. Writes a best-selling novel and steals the moniker of a friend and then steals all their fame and feels bad about it is what I summarised from reading the summary. You seen it?
I have, yeah.
Did I summarise it pretty well?
I haven't seen it for a long time. And my mum's going to hate you because I think that's her favourite Hugh Jackman movie. And you just said it sounds awful. And
it doesn't sound great from the description. It's not great.
He's been in better.
Say next, man. That's pretty good.
Say next,
man. Right, that's another one correct.
Another one
down.
You
just need to get one of the last two, right?
Yeah, here we go. The Boy from Oz.
We've got... I do think... Anyway, what's it called? Number six. This is a tough one. Voice actor for a short indie documentary entitled, well, not indie, but like lesser known.
Okay.
Did appear at the Cairns Film Festival. Mm-hmm. Entitled Aboriginal Canoe Trip of the Murray.
Mm.
Hume or Jackman?
Jackman.
That is Jack Hume.
Shit, now I've got to watch these idiots' films.
Ooh. You'd rather watch the one where he goes on a canoe trip of the Murray or one where someone gets beaten up by an Aboriginal prisoner? Two very differing point of views, I imagine. You've got one more.
Oh, so I've got a chance.
One more. This is your last chance.
Oh, so I genuinely have a chance. That...
Hugh Jackman or Jack Hume. It's called The Intruders. The head ranger, Matt Hammond, and flight ranger, Jerry King, are dealing with two suspicious drivers seeking permits to fish off the coast of Waratah National Park. Their real motives, however, are more nefarious. Is that Hugh Jackman or Jack Hume for the win?
I don't remember Jackman being in so many Australian-based films.
Well,
Australia.
Early 2000s, he was in a lot of them, actually.
Jack Hume. is my...
Is your final guess?
Final answer.
It is Jack Hume. Oh, well done, Brody. Wow. That was a tight game. That has been the first episode of Hugh Jackman or Jack Hume.
First and only.
That means I've got to watch a Jack Hume film this weekend.
Yep.
You get to choose. Would you rather I watch Dust in the Sun, Hunter, Aboriginal Canoe Trip of the Murray, or The Intruders?
I'm going to find the one. I'll do my research and I'll find the one that goes for the longest amount of time.
It's the 40s too. There's some long spills.
You're welcome.
So, please just let me watch the short documentary.
No, the documentary is off the table for sure. You can watch it if you want in your own time. But I'm going to try and find one to stitch you up a little bit. Because I know you've got a lot of free time. Thank you.
A good win.
Yeah.
Marky, you mentioned in the sort of intro to this episode, it's the first day of winter today. It's the 1st of June.
Are you sure?
For a second, I forgot where we are.
Well, it is the 1st June. Of June, yes.
First day of winter.
Yes. But also the start of Makaroo.
Ooh, yes. Tell us seasons. About it. Does it start at the start of winter?
It's more about the...
Or is it the weather people, changes?
Yeah, the weather change. And so, they usually get a more of a sense of what the season is, but it is the coldest and wettest time of the year.
Mm.
The people would hunt for food, but they'd also use the animals to make things like cloaks and hunting tools and stuff like that. So it's the time for animals to be pairing up in preparation for breeding.
Get ready. You and new animals out there.
Yeah. It's the season of fertility, as they say, really? As well. Yeah.
As they say.
Not me.
How do you feel about winter approaching?
Winter is coming. I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Neither have I. How do you feel about it? Are you more of a summer? Like when someone asks, your preference, summer or winter?
Yeah, I don't get that a lot as a question, but it's changed a lot. So, growing up playing strictly cricket, I was always a summer person because it meant I could. That was my thing. But then as I got older and realised how much time cricket takes out of my life, I still love cricket. But now...
I don't.
You don't like anything that I do. It's fine.
I don't like this, really.
Oh, come on.
Nah, just kidding.
That's why I'm finding a new host for season two. But it's changed. One, because I've rekindled my passion for footy. But I also like dressing for winter. As well, I find it. I like to be a bit more stylish, and it means that I can wear my long long cloaks. I just saw you take a sip from that infamous red can, and
infamous. Well, there's an infamy. Yeah, I totally agree. Actually, it's a weird one, but I love my winter clothes more than you can just dress up a little bit more.
You can, and you're wearing this is the first time I've seen you in a different colour suit than grey, than blue.
I know, I do wear a lot of blue suits.
And now you're in grey. It looks really nice.
Thanks, mate. Just appreciate that.
Did you know it was grey when you bought it?
They all look grey to me, so just got lucky, I guess.
For those that don't know, Monty's colourblind. I'm just making fun of the fact that he has a disability.
The reason I talk about it is because winter genuinely is a time of change for a lot of people in their emotional states. And the reason I want to talk about it is I had one instance the other day. I went to the gym the other day, was having a chat to a friend, and I was like, so what time are you coming? He said, I used to come in the mornings, but I just can't get myself out of bed when it's dark. And I was like, you know what? I totally agree. When you wake up at 7, for example, you know?
I do know.
As you do.
Yes, I do.
Or when I wake up, when I wake up some hours before you, and it's still dark, it does make it a lot more difficult to 100%. Do things. And same at night time. I find it really difficult to stay out longer and to hang out with friends after school and work when it's dark at like 5:30.
Yeah.
I was doing some research because I know that there's a condition called seasonal depressive disorder, which affects people mainly in the northern hemisphere where they have cold and winter and night time for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
But at the same time in Australia, although it's rare, it does affect 1 in 300 people. Where there's a diagnosed feeling of depression and sadness just because the temperature drops and it gets darker. But I find, personally, sort of rubbing in the faces of you 1 in 300, I am a lot happier in winter. I really like winter.
Yeah.
There's nothing I love more than you know, sitting down south by a fire and it raining outside. Well, obviously things I love more than that. Sorry, family. But that's one of my favourite times of the season. That's that mate dragging my chair in.
Yeah. It's good one. Try and pass it on.
As much as I love summer and I love hiking and I love, you know, that sort of side of the south, I really like winter.
Yes.
And as soon as winter starts to approach and you start to put on a jacket, and I get a lot happier personally.
Yeah.
I feel a lot more, don't know how to describe it, if I'm honest with you.
No, I like it.
I wanted to see where you were at.
Yeah, I think, and I could probably even go back through the episodes that we've put out, and you could probably sense a difference in energy from the start of the episodes when it's been the summer or a sunny day or something like that. We don't often record when it's... Well, we don't often record. We don't often record when it's raining because of the impact it has on the sound, but... I find that my energy is naturally a lot, my energy comes a lot more natural when it is sunny and when it's a bright and beautiful day and all that sort of stuff.
It's one of the reasons we start talking about the weather, because it's normally a beautiful day when we're recording and we're excited about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I do like the cold. I do like, snuggling up in my hoodie, and hopping under the weighted blanket. Bit of a flex for you there, Monty. I know you hate the weighted blanket. Remember that time I slept with two?
On top of me. A total of 20 kilograms on top of you.
Slept like a vampire.
I was genuinely worried about you. A lot of weight.
Interesting. Because I'm the same as you. I do really enjoy the cold and the sitting by a fire and also hearing the rain on the tin roof and all that sort of stuff. Totally not to invalidate the 1 in 300, unlike you tried to do. I totally get that, and get that some people can feel like that. Monty, we a couple of episodes ago made a commitment, I get a bit emotional when I say this.
We commit to a lot of things.
A commitment to not doing the newspaper quiz as a segment.
We did, and we've been missing it.
And every week, every day, I get messages from our listeners saying, Brody, when's the quiz coming back? We love it.
Every day.
We need it. We need more quizzes in our life. And I say, we can't. And we have to.
And I say, Brody, stop messaging the podcast account from your personal account.
We made the commitment that we wouldn't do that segment until Monty, we went to an actual quiz night. And for those people that keep on writing in, for those people that are missing the segment, I have some very, very exciting news.
Oh, no way. We're doing it again today.
No, not today. Not today. But next Friday, on June the 10th, 2022,
stop it.
The Good Always team, you and I...
The whole team?
Yep. And our producer.
Hello.
Jess, you don't have a microphone, mate. The Good Always team are hosting a quiz night at the Forestfield Cricket Club on Friday, June 10th. Wow. We are hosting a fundraising quiz night.
Unbelievable news.
It is unbelievable news.
We've gone straight from failing at quiz nights to hosting.
That's right. Straight to the top. If you can't beat them, join them, as they say. We're hosting this fundraiser for a boy named Lachlan Fennell. Lachie is a 13-year-old boy living with autism and developed a passion for soccer at a young age. And I'm told he's a very handy goalkeeper and is trying to make his way over to Tasmania later in this year to compete in the Special Olympics.
Oh, wow.
So we're hosting that fundraiser next week. And exciting news, again.
No, it's too much news.
The first 8 people to message in to the Good Always Instagram or Facebook account will find themselves on the Good Always table.
Oh, wow.
At the quiz night.
Wow, representing the Good Always name.
That's right. We have a table sorted. We just need 8 people.
First 8 people.
Yep. That is and very probably exciting. Our only 8 listeners.
All 8 of you listening right now.
Just right on in.
Come on.
Yeah, block it out.
That
next
is very
Friday.
Exciting news.
But yeah, we are, we'll be up on, obviously, up on at the front, hosting.
Hope so.
Bringing some good vibes, good energies, hopefully raising a bit of money for Lockie to send him over to Tasmania. And yeah, it'll be a really fun night, so make sure you get along. And if you aren't one of those 8 people that message in and you come still want to come, tickets are available at forestfieldcc.com.au.
So off the back of that exciting news, the old whack whack.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking about quizzes the other day. I keep seeing them now that I'm targeting them, they pop up on my feed.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Little Creatures have started doing one, which is one of my favourite venues in Perth.
Yeah, frequent.
I don't actually go there very often anymore, unfortunately, but I used to go there all the time.
Wow.
Anyway.
Super important part of this segment.
And I was researching, I was like, I actually genuinely do want to be better at quiz nights. I find that every sort of hobby thing I do with friends, I'm not very good at. Went bowling with you recently.
You are
not
atrocious.
Very good at bowling.
Oh my God.
I'm not great at darts.
I'm not great at bowling, but gee whiz, did I put it on,
I'm not
put on the show
pool.
For you.
I've got to say, I'm getting better at pool.
Okay.
Still haven't beaten anyone.
Okay.
But I've gotten real close recently. But trivia feels like one of the things I should be good at. But for some reason, whenever I'm at trivia, everyone looks at me and says, oh, you're a teacher, you can do trivia well. And I say, no, I'm stupid.
Well, you're not stupid. You're just not good at it
I'm
yet.
I'm good at some things. I've got a very limited knowledge. Anyway, I decided to look up how do I get better at trivia. And I was given 10 tips. 5 of them are okay. 5 of them are actually pretty good. And I want to talk through them and see what you think about them.
For our table. For the good old
table.
Table
if
next
you're
time.
One of the 8 people, start doing these 10 things. The first 5, let me warn you, not great. I'm going to read them out anyway. Number 1, be curious. Yeah, that's right. Knowledge won't come automatically. You have to want to learn. I think I'm a very curious person. I learn a lot every day.
That's why we call you George.
That is why they call me George. Number 2, start with what you like. When you're trying to learn things, stick to the field you know well, and then you'll have specialties when it comes to quiz nights.
I do like that.
Don't mind that one.
Yeah, that's good.
That's why we talked about having a crack, and we'll talk about this later, a crack team where everyone has a skill set. Number 3, keep up with the world. Also a really good tip, actually. To read the news every day, you'd be in a lot better position.
That's
even
right.
Like pop culture news, which I don't like keeping up with. But, you know, they always have a section.
They do.
Number 4, this one doesn't make heaps of sense to me. Focus on trivia.
Yep.
Yep. Number 5.
Well, hang on, what?
It's basically saying the more you work at something, the better you'll get at it. Which is a weird one to put in number 4.
Just throw all the eggs into the trivia basket.
Exactly.
Okay.
Pretty much they do actually say here, think about a successful musician. They didn't just pick up an instrument and know how to play straight away.
Fair enough.
Number 5, go beyond memorizing facts. You ever spent a night cramming in for an exam, only to do poorly? Trying to memorize things all at once doesn't work well. Next one.
What?
I told you. Number 6. Here's where it gets good.
Oh, thank God.
Watch trivia game shows.
Yeah,
this one
that's
makes
good.
A lot of sense. I think I pick up a lot of weird, unique facts from watching
the chase.
Just even snippets on YouTube is what I watch sometimes.
Okay. Nice.
So that one, if you really are training, you'd watch things like The Chaser. Number 7. Study trivia online or with games. Another one I thought was interesting.
Yes.
You and I could probably do a back and forth each day with some sort of trivia game, like in the Wordle field, you know?
Yeah, trick the system. We can't do a quiz night on the podcast. Let's just do it over Messenger.
This one isn't great, but I think it's really funny. Know the venue.
What?
Do the bar like to ask a lot of... They're basically saying if you've got a big night of quizzing, spend a bit of time there and get to know the people and the venue.
I'll do a recon mission before I...
recon missions. How does the bar format that trivia show? This is assuming they do multiple, which is actually a good idea.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have to head to the venue beforehand as a team.
Been there at the venue
for
the last 6
anyone,
years plus some. So
number 9?
I can guarantee that this is the first time we've done it, so I can't give you any tips.
But you know the venue. If there's a question about...
There won't be a question about the venue.
A point of sale system works. Jeez.
Oh boy, watch out.
Fire.
Just if anyone knows how to use Square... Also,
number 9.
Then tell me, please.
This is a good one too. No trivia on an empty stomach.
Ah.
Apparently you have a much better knowledge retention when you have food in your stomach.
Yes. But you do also have to wait 20 minutes after finishing your meal.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. That's right. That's what I taught you. No 20 minutes after, yeah. or your stomach hurts.
People always say, Brody, how come you don't know how to swim? Didn't you go to swimming lessons when you were in primary school? No.
Was it 20-minute increments?
I was at quiz night lessons when I was in primary school. They said, you eat, you got to wait 20 minutes, sit and quietly, then and then you
can trivia questions.
Yeah, then put your hand up.
Last one, and I think the most important one we've talked about already, pick your squad.
Yes.
Definitely the most important thing. It's like if you go to a quiz night with your footy team. Jeez, you'll be smashing the footy around a bit, but
yeah.
when it comes to literature, sorry to stereotype footy players, but when it comes to literature, same thing as, you know, if I go with you know, the department I'm working at school,
English department.
Horrible at the sports section. It'd be pretty good at literature, though. So you want to have a balance, and you want to pick people that enjoy trivia. Just because someone, the other thing I want to add, just because someone is smart, does not mean they'll be good at a quiz night.
No. Exhibit A, sitting right across the table. Exhibit
A, I'm not even that smart. But yeah, I'm awful at quiz nights. I've got, I think I'm a pretty good teacher. Jeez, I'm bad at quiz nights. Don't give that face, man. Anyway, for the people that are coming to the quiz night at the Forestfield Cricket Club next week.
June 10th.
There is some work for you to do, a bit of homework. You're welcome.
Do your recon mission. We'll see you there.
Let us know when you're reconning.
Wear your sunnies, your black hoodie, and a cap.
Settle down, and you'll get kicked out.
And you'll
and just say
they'll wear the police for coming around. Don't worry about it.
Real quick story I want to share with you, Brody. And I want to share this with you anyway, but we may as well turn on the mics.
Doing our best Adam Sandler impressions.
As you know, Brody, I've been loving the gym recently.
Yes.
In particular, I've been really enjoying boxing.
Yes.
You know boxing?
I have seen it.
Yes. And I decided, you know what, I want to get more serious with this. I've just been doing a bit of bag work. I go to this one. We go to one place. Place around the corner. There's a boxing gym around the corner from work that's pretty good, and I go there sometimes.
Pretty good.
A friend. Well, let me explain. It's very guarded, and I was like, oh, you know what? This is what a boxing gym is like. Anyway, join up to a new gym. It's expensive, it's pretty full on. I was like, cool, this could be the next step up I need. They start off, it's pretty intense. It's like I'm already sweating quite a lot by the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we get into the pad work, which is where someone holds pads. Someone punches the pads.
Yep.
And I'm like, great, I know how to do this. I do this heaps at work, do this heaps on my own, do heaps at the boxing gym. This is easy. So the guy's holding the pads for me, and this guy's been going to this gym for a few years. I think he assumes I have too.
Oh, no.
Punching the pads. Poor guy. And he's telling me, which I felt really bad for him. I was really slowing him down the session because I had no idea. They were like yelling out numbers.
Yeah.
Assuming that I would know the combos of the numbers. So he'd go five, and I'd be like, what's five again? And Steve would be like, This. Anyway,
thanks,
he assumed I'd be there. So he goes two, and I go one, two, and we move around. And he goes three, one, two, three. And he goes five, one, two, three, four, five. And he goes back to two. And all of a sudden, I didn't realize this is something they do at this gym. Never experienced it at a gym before.
Yes.
But I go one, two, put my hands down, get ready for the next one. And he fully swings his arm at me and smacks me in the side of the head.
Nice.
I recover. He does it again with the other hand. And I'm just sitting there stunned.
Naturally, he been hitting the head twice.
Two. And then I was like, oh my God, that's what they do here.
Yes,
I looked around and I just was so focused on Steve and the pads that everyone else was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Where just random increments that just smack you.
Great.
The idea is that you're supposed to protect yourself.
That's
and it was terrifying.
The name of boxing, I think.
All of a sudden, I thought I had a friend that was receiving my punches, but no. He was out to kill me.
Yeah.
And as soon as he found out I was new,
oh no.
Didn't change it at all.
Oh boy.
Just kept going.
Ramped it up.
It just try to find my weaknesses. And it was definitely genuinely the
hardest. That would have taken time.
Genuinely the hardest workout I've done in a long time.
Yeah.
Because I was so on edge that I get knocked out by Steve. So that was my first experience. So I'll let you know how I go next week.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's pretty funny. Well, that's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I thought you were. You've just gone to take your headphones out, but I just thought you were protecting your head. You thought Steve was around the corner.
But it is time for us to wrap it up, Brody, unfortunately. Yeah. It's been a good day.
It has been a good day. Half an hour of power, that's what they call it.
Power business. Episode. Catch us next season. probably next week.
We'll catch you next season. We'll catch me and our new host.
How exciting. I think I know who it's going to be.
I don't.
Oh. thank you for listening to the Good Always Podcast, though. Catch us on our social medias at Good Always Podcast.
Make sure you write in. Try and get yourself a spot on the GA table.
Absolutely. And if you're a listener, you have a friend that wants to come along,
we'll consider spread it. Spread them. But, you know, it's first in, first served, really.
Yeah, well, you can buy your own tables, can't you?
Oh, you can buy your own table, can't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Beautiful. All right, well, what a weird way to end. Thanks very much. We'll see you next episode.